this edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a Keroncong song entitled Menikahimu or Marry You by Keroncong Kremes. The song created by Indonesian noted musician Yovie Widianto was popularized by music group Kahitna and released in 2002. This song is perfect to be one of romantic songs for couples who are about to get married. The song not only talks about falling in love, but also about commitment, loyalty, and the journey of life together. Well, listener, here is the Keroncong version of the song Menikahimu by Keroncong Kremes. Happy listening!
Menikah jangan tuh, menatapkan cinta, melintasi. is a bamboo musical instrument typical of West Java. The musical instrument is originated from Indonesia's cultural wisdoms, which has been declared by UNESCO as World Cultural Heritage.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, here is quote of the day. We must never stop speaking the truth. A quote by Muhammad Hatta. Muhammad Hatta is the first Vice President of Indonesia. He is known as a leader with strong determination, compassion in sharing, modest, honest, as well as wisdom in diplomacy. And listener, that's quote of the day.
Voice of Indonesia.
And of course, you're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. And listeners, we know that there's cuts in the budget, but the National Development Planning Minister Rahmat Pambudi stated that his ministry is still committed to maintaining high economic growth. Quoted from AntaraNews.com, Pambudi encouraged ministries and agencies across the country to utilize non-state budget financing sources such as grants and foreign investment. And during a leadership meeting, he emphasized the importance of following up on the presidential instruction number 1 of 2025 about budget efficiency in the 2025 state budget. And Bappenas, according to him, must adjust the government work plan of ministries and agencies to accommodate those affected by the budget cut.
Ternyata diriku tak layak untuk di sisimu. Seketika ku merenung dan katakan pada diri, jangan mundur bila kau tahu caranya untuk maju. Beranikan diri untuk ungkapkan isi di hati. Dengarkan lagu ini, ku nyanyikan hanya untukmu. Oh, ingin kau jadi milikku, temani diriku seumur hidup. Sepenuh hati biarkan semua manusia jadi saksi nyata bahwa memilikimu adalah anugerah terindah untuk diriku. Jangan abaikan. Perasaanku ini mungkin ku buka. diriku.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
listener, recently the whole world is celebrating the World Cancer Day. And in Indonesia, we have an event related to with the World Cancer Day on Sunday. And in during this event, the acting governor of Jakarta, Teguh Setiabudi, made a statement about cancer. According to him, the people need early education about cancer and improving the quality of life for cancer patients are the priority that needs to be fought for us together. And he urged also the Jakarta residents to take care our health by adopting a healthy lifestyle, undergoing regular checkups for early detection, and supporting medical innovation for better cancer treatment. And besides education, Setiabudi also put emphasis on the importance of providing encouragement for cancer patients, because according to him, support from the community is crucial in giving hope and strength to everyone who are battling cancer.
The flow of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rocks and kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing, and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Sremulyo Village, Siungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Batu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
Autumn feels like summer. How come you're always messing up with the weather, just like you do to me? My silly admirer, how come you never send me bouquet of flowers? It's a whole lot better than disturbing my slumber if you keep knocking at my door. Last night, in my sleep, I dreamt of you, riding on my counting shoes. Oh, how you're always bouncing. Oh, you look so annoying. Dear pretty admirer, I always think that you're a very nice fellow, and suddenly you make me feel so mellow, and every time you say hello, and every time you look at me, I wish you vanish and disappear into the air. Oh, how you keep on smiling. Oh, you look so annoying.
That was the song Secret Admirer by Adhikara Fardi, which I wish everybody really liked that. And I believe that if you are living in South Korea and have been watching a lot of ads, that song, maybe one of among the songs by Mocha that you can have ever listen. So basically, Secret Admirer was popularized first by a group called Mocha. and it was released in 2002. But the version that we have just listened is the version from Adhikara Fardi, which was released during the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. And I wish that this kind of song is quite nice for everybody in this morning. We all need sweetness, but if you are on diet, I do believe that you would like to avoid real sugar, although we can still stay sweet to each other. By the way, I'd like to also invite everybody, if you have any comments, questions related to the Voice of Indonesia, feel free to send us your questions to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, and also our Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official. So the next song that I'd like to play is a song by Nyoman Paul with Tunggu Apalagi. Stay tuned in The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Terdiam di tatapanmu, menghantui pikiranku, terus menerus tak lupa hangat senyummu, hiasi gelap malamku. Oh, oh, kau datang tak kuduga, beri aku tawa, bahagia hariku kau buat sempurna. Mungkin kita bisa berjalan bersama, tunggu sejenak ini belum saatnya. Terasa ku ingin katakan pada dunia, oh, seberapa ku inginkanmu temani hidupku yang dulu kelam, kau jadi
after this week. Like to invite you to visit a village called Kampung Gedang. So stay tuned in The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Di dalam tidurku dan bangunku, oh, kau datang tak kuduga, beri aku tawa bahagia diriku, kau buat sempurna. Mungkin kita bisa berjalan bersama, tunggu sejenak ini belum saatnya. Terasa ku ingin katakan pada dunia, oh, seberapa ku inginkanmu temani hidupku yang dulu kelam, kau jadikan penuh makna, tunggu sejenak. Tiba waktunya, ku ungkapkan semua.
This grandma is not of a Chinese community living in mainland China, but she lives in Kampung Gedong. Where is Kampung Gedong? Visiting the region nicknamed Serumpun Sebalai, for a moment we'll be fascinated by the natural beauty of the archipelago. Yes, the exotic island of Bangka has become the destination of our trip, which is full of exotic and natural scenery, side by side with tin pits. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia team had the opportunity to document tours of local charm and wisdom of the Chinese community in the province of Bangka Belitung, to be exact, in Kampung Gedong village.
Kita pengennya Kampung Gedong itu memang desa wisata yang benar-benar desa wisata yang bisa.
We want Kampung Gedong to become a place for rural tourism, a real tourist village that can provide benefits and make contribution to regional development and income for the community and develop local economies. About a half hour drive from Sungai Liat town, we will arrive in front of a simple gate made of iron and is painted blue. At the top, it is written, "Welcome to Kampung Gedong Tourism Village, Belinyu District." In front of the village, near the gate, there is a small temple shrine. The color is distinctive, bright red with golden ornaments. The atmosphere of the village was very quiet and calm. One or two village residents were sitting in front of the house, ready to stare with a probing look at anyone who entered the village. Kampung Gedong is a diorama of the history of ethnic Chinese living on Bangka Island. Life in this village illustrates the same situation a century ago when the migrants from mainland China came to seek for fortune as tin miners. The village is called Kampung Gedong, which literally means big building, because there is a large house or rumah gedong there. The house is not storied with modern design, but just a wood-paneled mansion that looks worn by rain and hot sun. The house is the biggest among the other houses, and in front of it, there is a sign that read, "Do not enter." Kwang Men, one of Kampung Gedong community leaders, recounted the history about the arrival of the Chinese at Kampung Gedong.
Sejarah latar belakang kehadiran Desa Gedong ini.
Historical background of the presence of this village began in 1602 when the VOC in 1602 brought in some Chinese to work in their tin mines, and they now have entered the 8th generation. However, the culture is still quite strong and unchanged.
In tourist brochures distributed by Bangka Regency Provincial Government, it is stated that Kampung Gedong, Belinyu District, Bangka Belitung Province is home to descendants of the earliest Chinese community in Bangka. Ms. Nepi, Secretary of Tourism, Arts and Culture of Bangka Regency, explains.
Kampung Gedong itu kan mayoritas masyarakat Tionghoa.
The majority of Kampung Gedong residents are of Chinese community, particularly on Bangka Island. Actually, the society is made up of Chinese and Malays, but the Chinese in Kampung Gedong still retain their original traditions and customs. There are houses which are still of original structure, and there are also activities that reflect their traditions, like making kamplang crackers and getas. In Kampung Gedong, our eyes will be pampered with a classic view of a row of antique wooden houses with Chinese ornaments. Hanzi Calligraphy, a place of worship in front of every house and a village temple. The view is combined with natural exotic tropical island of Bangka. In addition to the sparse population, most residents here are middle-aged or elderly. In a house belonging to Akyong, we had the opportunity to listen to the dialogue in Chinese between the occupants of the house, which consists of children and the elderly. It is interesting that most of the elderly in Kampung Gedong do not master Chinese well anymore. I'm now 74 years and this business has been running for 56 years since I was a kid and since now I am old. I'm leaving this business to my children. This kamplang and getas are made from tapioca, shrimp, oil and eggs. Changmen, a local community leader, continued his story about the arrival of the Chinese community in Kampung Gedong.
Kedatangan warga kita, warga Tionghoa di sini, itu terutama suku suku Hakka. Itu dari daratan Cina sana itu.
The Chinese who arrived here were mainly of Hakka or K-Klan from mainland China, the west of Yunnan and Mekong River. In 1602, the VOC brought the miners from China, especially for mining in Bangka. Because in Indonesia, Bangka Island is known as the Thin Island. Well, so the VOC deliberately brought them here because the locals did not know anything about mining. So in 1602, they brought our ancestors here. And now it has entered the 8th generation. We have been living here for generations. Sometimes, after getting married, some would split apart. But just like the term serumpun sebalai in Bangka, meaning one big family in one house, so in one house there are more than two or three families. While for us of the Hakka clan, there are many families here, like the Xiangwongs, the Chungs, the Changs, the Bongs, the Li, the Lings, the Chows, the Liams, and many others.
According to Kuangmen, the Chinese of Kampung Gedong who have moved overseas usually go back to Kampung Gedong at any given moment as when there are religious celebrations.
Kalau untuk perayaan, kita di sini kalau sembahyang kubur, cengbeng itu ramai, Pak.
When there is a celebration like Chengbang or praying for the ancestors buried here, Kampung Gedong will be definitely crowded. Most certainly even those who have moved abroad will return home if there is a celebration like Chengbang or their celebration of Sun Gokong and the Chinese New Year.
Pepper planting, fishing, making shrimp crackers or mining for tin are the daily activities undertaken by people in Kampung Gedong. The most popular home industries here are krupuk kemplang and getas. Akyong, one of getas and krupuk kemplang makers, recalled.
Proses pertama ini dari cumi. Sagu, telur,
the first
garam,
process of
gula,
making this kemplang is putting together sweet, tapioca, eggs, salt, and sugar, and cook them for about an hour until it becomes tough. Then cut into small pieces and dry for one day, and are processed again by frying or bake. Then cut into small pieces. The basic material for kemplang and the tas depends on the season. When sweet, shrimp or fish can be obtained in large quantities. The market for the product is around Bangka, Belinyu, Sungai Liat, and also to Jakarta.
Thank you. the process of making kerupuk kemplang and getas by the Chinese community in Kampung Gedong is still very simple because they still rely on traditional tools such as large steamer, bamboo matting as a base for drying under the sun, large frying pans, and oven-shaped closed room made of sealed stone walls. Kemplang and getas are traditional food that is still maintained by the Chinese community in Kampung Gedong. Hopefully, the younger generation can inherit the home industry of Kampung Gedong.
Juang memerangi diri, bercermin dan banyaklah bercermin. Tuhan ada di sini, di dalam jiwa ini. Berusahalah agar ia tersenyum. Oh, oh, berusahalah agar ia tersenyum.
Yogyakarta City is an interesting tourism attraction. It has not only a lot of cultural and artistic heritage, but also has many beautiful and natural tourism objects that can spoil visitors' eyes. One of them is a multi-level waterfall called Grojogan Watu Purbo. Grojogan Watu Purbo, located in Dukuh Bangunrejo, Merdekorejo Village, Temple District, Sleman Regency, Yogyakarta, is also known as Grojogan Watu Purbo Bangunrejo because it is located in Dukuh Bangunrejo. Grojogan Watu Purbo has an unusual grojogan or waterfall, such as a six-level terracing and flowed by a series of small waterfalls. The waterfalls from the Krasak River. Grojogan Watu Purbo has actually been existing since 1975. Initially, this place was built because of the Merapi project, which built a dam to hold back lava flow when an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a grojogan or a waterfall on the left and right and large old stones. It is not known for sure the age of the stones. That's why it's called Grojogan Watu Purbo, which means ancient rock waterfall. Grojogan Watu Purbo is famous for its very beautiful scenery with six levels of towering waterfalls. The best view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with the chirping of birds greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are also so exotic, it's ideal to be a stepping place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Grojogan Watu Purbo and every level, and also sit on a large rock while looking at the beauty of Grojogan. You can also swim here and of course don't miss taking selfies. The best time to visit Grojogan Watu Purbo is the rainy season, but you should avoid it when the rainfall is too heavy.
Sesuatu yang berbeda. yang terbaik. Entah beratmu turun atau naik. Kadangkala tak mengapa untuk tak baik-baik saja. Kita hanyalah manusia, wajar jika tak sempurna. Segala sesuatu yang pelik bisa diringankan dengan
listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian government to make 132.77 km toll roads free of charge for E2025. Indonesia's Mercy sends 4 volunteers to Gaza's Al Oda Hospital. And here is the news in detail. The Indonesian government through the Ministry of Public Works will operate 132.77 kilometers of toll roads for free during the 2025 Eid holiday. Of the total toll roads, 74.35 kilometers are new toll roads scheduled to operate in the first quarter of this year. Deputy Minister of Public Works Diana Kusumastuti at the ministry, as reported by Tempo.com Monday, said that toll roads are yet to use any tariffs. Indonesia's Medical Emergency Rescue Committee, or MERCY, has sent 4 members of its emergency medical team to assist the emergency services of Al Oda Hospital in Jabalia in northern Gaza. The volunteers comprise an internist, an emergency medicine specialist, a neurosurgeon, and a nurse. According to Hadiki Habib, a professional doctor who currently chairs the Presidium of Indonesia's Mercy, in a press statement published on Saturday. During their humanitarian mission, DEM team members would be involved in the Al Oda Hospital emergency services and outpatient neurosurgery twice a week. Listener, that was the news for Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Denting yang berbunyi dari dinding kamarku sadarkan diriku dari lamunan panjang. Tak terasa malam kini semakin lama.